Well, howdy, gentlemen. Now, should the CEO of Cracker Barrel been fired already? Well, she did a rebrand that cost them a lot of money that didn't actually work, and they're having to reverse it. And, of course, she's tarnished the brand. So, yes, I would think she should have been fired already. But she is a femon, and they're hard to remove from places nowadays. But I don't think that'll be enough. The marketing officer is also a femon, who obviously agreed with the rebranding. And I believe the whole 8 marketing team are femons. And of course, that's why Cracker Barrel went kind of woke. Because when these femons get into something in greater numbers and in positions, they will start pushing their ideology. They will feminize it. Not so much what the people want or the public wants, what they want. This happened to Disney. Many years ago, these activists, feminists, got into positions in Disney and got promoted quickly. And we've seen what happened. And because femons never accept when they've made a mistake, they keep on doubling down. And the only reason Disney is still around now is because it's a behemoth of a company. Of course, if the CEO of Cracker Barrel had been a man, they would have been fired already, or resigned. Well, unfortunately, I got a feeling that it's too late for Cracker Barrel. Because of what happened, it's left a bad taste in the customers' mouths. Pardon the expression. They need to go completely through the company and remove all the wokeness. But they won't be able to because their hands are tied. We know the vision of this femon CEO. She's on TV telling everybody. Looks like it's Cracker Barrel's Bud Light moment. I wonder what company is next. And we all know what the common denominator is, don't we, guys? Anyway, let me know what you think about it. You take it easy now.